49ers week. We are underway with joint practices from Santa Clara. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Steve Atwater, Phil Milani, and guys, we're sitting poolside here. It's not a vacation. It's not a vacation for the Broncos by any means. Today was a tough practice, Steve. What did you see out there?
Well, from our offense, I thought that we got off to a slow start, but as the day went on, I think we picked it up somewhat. It was kind of crazy because I talked to one of the guys on the team and asked, okay, did it feel like you got punched in the mouth from the start? And do you guys feel like when game time rolls around, you'll be ready to start a little bit faster? And he said, yeah, maybe that helped us to know that we can't take our time getting started. We got to get started right away.
We've heard so much, Phil, about playing against a different jersey. You know, going against the 49ers is a change of pace for these guys. What did the Broncos see from the 49ers? Because I know this is kind of a team in flux, the Niners.
Yeah, they're definitely a team that's looking to change their culture right now. You know, you have John Lynch come in. You have Kyle Shanahan come in. They've had past members, Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, come to practice. You could tell they're a team that's changing with their attitude. And the intensity level at practice, I thought, to start was there for them. Especially on one play, we saw a tight end get blown up by one of their young safeties, an undrafted rookie. And it's just an example of ways that they're trying to impress their coaches, you know, make a statement against the Broncos. And for the Broncos, like, you don't want that kind of physical play, but you also want, hey, we got to raise our level to meet their level, and that's probably ultimately a good thing, especially for the Broncos' two young quarterbacks.
On the defensive side of the ball, I know we all thought the no-fly zone, that defensive side for the Broncos, was going to take care of business. On the offensive side, Phil mentioned it, Steve, the quarterback battle. What did you see from those two guys? Because this is kind of a pivotal week for both those guys.
Yeah, it is a pivotal week. I didn't really see anybody take the bull by the horns. I saw two guys out there working hard, still look like they're learning the offense, and frankly, no one really separated themselves from the other. They're right there together.
I know you had Demaryius Thomas mic'd up today, Phil. What did you hear from? What did you hear on the wire as far as the offensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I think that he thought it was probably an okay day. We didn't see them do too much. Emmanuel Sanders, you know, didn't do too much today later in practice. So an interesting mic'd up. But I also had a chance to talk to both quarterbacks after practice, and they thought that they did okay. They're just trying to improve one day at a time, and I think that they both know Saturday's game is big for both of them.
So day one, full pads for both of these teams. Tomorrow we're going to see each team in shells, a little bit of a different atmosphere. But, Steve, what are you expecting from day two?
Well, I'm expecting our guys to come out with a little bit of fire right out of the gate. Today was a long practice, went well over 2 hours, and I think this may have been the longest practice of camp thus far. But, yeah, I'm expecting our guys to come out ready to go. They're looking at film now, breaking down all the mistakes that they made and also pointing out the good things that they did today. But I'm anticipating them coming out with a little more fire in the tank tomorrow.
Phil, for you, any thoughts as to – we didn't see any – we saw maybe one big skirmish at the beginning, but then things calmed down a little bit. What do you expect from day two?
Yeah, I think the same thing as Steve just said. You know, like, maybe you're not sure what to expect when you come into a joint practice situation. So now that they know, okay, here's how we got to bring it, you know, tomorrow, because they definitely want to show, hey, look, we're the better team here. That's what the Broncos want to prove. So maybe they'll come back with a little more fire tomorrow.
Tomorrow, again, practice as usual in shells. And then Friday, a walkthrough for the Broncos before Saturday's game. Keep it tuned to DenverBroncos.com. All week long, we'll have the latest coverage. But for now, we say goodbye. For Steve Atwater, Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer. We will see you tomorrow.